Indiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon, it's 3 p.m. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles. Weather for the listening area, sunny and hot today, a high of around 94 degrees, heat index at about 106, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour, partly cloudy skies this evening with a low of 77, and on Tuesday another sunny day with a high reaching around 95. Currently it's partly cloudy, 92 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. It's a hot one. Stay tuned. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later on this hour. Music begins with a performance by Bela Fleck, Zakir Hussain, and Edgar Meyer. Bela Fleck, banjo, Zakir Hussain, tabla, Edgar Meyer, bass, along with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, Leonard Slatkin conducting. This is from the disc The Melody of Rhythm. This is The Melody of Rhythm, movements 1 through 3. Thank you.
Thank you. And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kirkland Middleton. He is here to talk about Jeunesse Fest 2012, which is a festival taking place this Saturday, August 4th. Lots of great young music there, and they're calling themselves a Franco-friendly festival.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a fascinating collection of young groups. You know, there's so much music going on in this area, and it's really hard to keep up with all of the young talent forming groups and kind of playing on, I guess, traditions of independent music that's very strong already here in Lafayette. You yourself are a musician.
Right, yes, ma'am.
Well, how did y'all come up with this idea for Jeunesse Fest?
It's crazy, actually. Matthew, I guess, kicked it off because before...
Matthew
Bro. Mm-hmm. The genius behind Neighbor's Basement. Before school ended, said that he wanted to throw a summer kickoff party. Quickly got into summer, realized we couldn't do it, so the idea faded. Then Matthew, Jared Beato, who's also helping us, and I all went to ASA camp, came together, hung out for an entire week, and then at the very end of it, I spent the night at Matthew's house, and very oddly, we both woke up at 7:30 in the morning, and it's odd for two reasons, because number one, we synced up and woke up at the same time, and number two, it's 7:30 in the summertime, so, it's very unusual, but we just kind of woke up and on a Monday morning and thought, let's do this, which is, such an odd thing to think, and then we ended up saying, okay, let's do this at Parc de Lafayette, and we're going to have, we need to get sponsors and, going over it. And so then we quickly realized that we couldn't do it there, called our friends at BB's, and they said that they'd be more than happy to accommodate it. And through the weeks, it's been coming together quite nicely, and we're looking forward to a great festival.
So it's quickly expanding beyond the idea of just a party.
Right. At least we hope so. I mean, that's what we think. And, we're really hoping that the community will come out and just enjoy this with us, because really what this is more of a showcase of the talent that the youth hold and what the next generation of music in Lafayette and in Acadiana is and exactly what we have to offer. And we just really want to push our music out there and just, show people that we have a voice too, and that it's a pretty strong one. So,
well, the talent is substantial in all age levels here in Lafayette, so many different genres. But tell us about this particular group of bands you're talking about. You mentioned Matthew Bros, a musician in Neighbor's Basement.
Right.
And that their band played at Festival International.
Yes, ma'am.
Describe that band.
They are a two-piece blues, punk, majestic duo of madness. They're louder than any 10-piece band you can put together. It's a lot of energy packed into it, but at the same time, you feel, a little bit of Robert Johnson, feel the blues in it, so and it's weird because they're both 15-year-olds, so it's kind of like, one's 15, one's 16, you think, how can they have the blues? But they really do pull it off, and it's kind of like a Cajun version of, or a Southern version of the White Stripes, so...
Just in what you mentioned right there, you've mentioned so many different styles of music and so many different decades of music right there.
It's crazy, yeah.
Which is really characteristic of so many young people in this area. You're kind of, you know about so many different musical styles, and we here at KRVS would like to think we've been a part of that.
Oh, absolutely.
people growing up listening to the Blues Box and Cajun music and Cecil Doyle's Medicine Show program and so many different others on KRVS. That I hope your parents expose you to at an early age.
Yeah, I've been listening to KRVS ever since I've lived here and have been able to recognize what I'm listening to. My father's been a big supporter of KRVS. I know that Matthew's parents always listen to it. We're just excited that that I'm here and that we can promote it on here, because definitely a lot of our influences come from the music that is played on this wonderful radio station.
Right. So. A few years ago, a musician revealed to us, we're not going to say his name, but he is up there in the ranks, and he said that he used to... cut school on Fridays and just go sit in his car and listen to the Blues Box.
Nice.
We didn't quite know how to feel about that there. Like encouraging one part of him, but weren't so sure about the other. But definitely very happy to know that we're a part of the musical development of young people like yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
So Neighbor's Basement, Matthew Bro, one of the organizers of this Jeunesse Fest along with you. What instruments do they play in Neighbor's Basement?
It's just electric guitar and drums. So really and Matthew plays vocals. He plays the microphone, and he plays guitar. Michael Domang is on the drums, and it's a wonderful combination. They're masters of simplicity, and it's just wonderful music, as well as all the other bands we have on there. And with this festival, we have so many different genres coming. We have a hip hop group. We have a few electronic artists. We have kind of like a folksy country type of group that's also an acoustic duo. We even have an instrumental group that, is affiliate that plays Van Halen songs, but it sounds really amazing whenever you just break down the instruments. So, if you like any of those, please come out.
Wow. Again, you're just tossing out names and mixing up influences and musicians. Now, your band, which sort of shares that top billing along with Neighbor's Basement, is the Beatniks. Again, harkening back to a very specific time
yes, ma'am.
Period.
Yes, ma'am. It's
how do you describe your band?
Oh, man. I describe my band as the most beautiful, dysfunctional, yet somewhat functional group to ever play indie rock music.
That's quite a claim.
Yeah. Whenever we do get our stuff together and we, are able to all make it to practice somehow, we feel like we're all, interconnected, so it's really a beautiful thing what goes on in our group. And really, we're looking forward, because we haven't played a gig in like 6 months, but we've definitely been working on some really cool stuff. And looking forward to this because it's going to be pretty fun. We got a lot of things up our sleeve. So
how would you describe some of your influences or the sound of the music?
Really, I'd say that we really like these bands. We have a wide range of favorite bands, like our bassist Phil, he really likes the Strokes and Julian Casablancas. Our guitarist Rob really likes Cake, so that kind of undefined genre. Brennan really likes classic rock and the Foo Fighters, and I really enjoy the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But
and somehow y'all all come together and mix it up.
And then we just make something completely different, our sound is really more like the Hives or the Arctic Monkeys, but we try to keep more of a straight beat rock and roll feel while it's still catchy and you can dance to it. So that's really what we aim for.
All right. And again, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Kirkland Middleton. He is one of the organizers of Jeunesse Fest 2012, which will take place this Saturday, August 4th in Lafayette on Pinhook at BB's Patisserie. And Kirkland is in the group The Beatniks. The other organizer, Matthew Bro, is in Neighbor's Basement. And they are two young bands who will be featured at Jeunesse Fest. And then you've got quite a long list of other groups here. I think we should probably mention them as well.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Let's start with Jebediah and the Rabbis. Jebediah, Jeb is—he's a funny guy. He's also helped us a lot with this, and he's one of the funniest guys I know. And they're just a great instrumental band. All three of them are incredible musicians. Very, very tight. Keep it in the pocket. It's really just good music to listen to.
They're not songwriters. They're mostly instrumentalists.
Pretty much, mm-hmm. Yeah. And but they do cover a wide variety of music, and I just really enjoy watching them because mm-hmm. they're just all so incredibly talented.
Also from this area,
right? Yes. Everyone in this band is from Lafayette, okay. Or in this festival. Sorry. Chris Torian is a solo artist, and he's been performing here for a few years, and he's really a great guitarist, great vocalist. His band is very, very tight. They do wonderful covers of Jimi Hendrix songs, as well as they have very, very good originals. I'd describe their band as very melodic guitar, as well as just, a nice soft thing to listen to. Last to know is a blues group, or blues rock group, that really just takes it back to the basics, of Led Zeppelin and that kind of blues rock and roll sound, but they really do pack a punch, and that's really great to listen to. The Big Blues, a wonderful acoustic folksy duo that I was talking about earlier, who are both incredible, incredible musicians. It's two acoustic guitarists, and they happen to be cousins. And they are just absolutely wonderful because they have really mastered the art of taking whatever song you can hear and transferring it to a very raw, folksy version of whatever For instance, one time during a Christmas performance, they played a folk version of the song from The Grinch. So,
okay.
It's so weird,
very
but
creative.
Very, very much so. And so they're very awesome. Almost Heroes is a kind of a derivative band from with Matthew Bro and Jared Beadeau. So they all got together, and it's basically these friends from STM who are, again, all incredibly musicians who do a lot of really awesome cover songs. But, you know, they've been working on originals, and they just master the art of covering songs without, you know, you realizing it. So that's one awesome thing. The most interesting rival, I'd say that Modern Naked Revival, obviously the name might, you know, scare some, but no need to fear. We have this is a group that I'm in, another group that I'm in, and it is three rappers and a drummer, guitarist, and bassist, and it's basically a lot of friends that really like the Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm. Got a very, very heavy influence from them, and really just like to go up and get the party started, I guess. So.
All right, Beastie Boys South.
Oh, yeah. And Stereo Beat is a band that Matthew and I are in, but it's also with his little sister, Anna. And we play more of an upbeat yet still soft indie rock kind of sound. So I'd say more of like a, if you were to put more electric guitars and Rusted Root, that might be kind of what we sound like. Although I'm not trying to brag. I'm definitely not trying to brag. That's what we aim for. Stratovex is an up-and-coming electronic music artist here. His name is Alex Goodrich. He goes to STM. He's really good on at remixing songs. Creates some very interesting sounds with just using computer. So it really shows what the next generation of instruments are. And Sound Thieves is a band that has this guy named Zach Tanner in it, who samples old school songs, like I mentioned, Delta Blues, Lead Belly, you know, Robert Johnson, even some Otis Redding and Etta James and all that, you know, good stuff. And then just makes it completely different by adding different sounds with piano or electronic music. And then we have a live drummer. He has a live drummer with him. So it really just, it creates a different type of energy whenever you're listening to the songs. You know, you could listen to I Think I'll Dust My Broom by Robert Johnson one way, and then you'll hear it in his song, and just it gives you a completely different perspective to it. So it's really interesting.
Well, I also want to tell people who are listening right now who are astonished by this very articulate and musically literate guest we have in the studio. Kirkland Middleton is a student at Lafayette High School himself.
Yes, ma'am.
And a number of these musicians you're talking about are in high school, and it's astonishing, again, their range of appreciation for music, different styles, different genres, different time periods. They're really mixing it all up now.
Right. You know, this is, and that's just one thing, this is one reason why we think that, you know, this would be a great thing for people to come to, is because, you know, we really are more than meets the eye as far as teenagers go. And that's one thing I will brag about is that, you know, we as teens do love music, you know, just as much as anyone else, and we're really trying our best to put forth. And with this, you know, it's more than just a festival, because behind the scenes, Matthew, Jared, and I are also trying to create a nonprofit, and really the main goal of this is to create a nonprofit that will be able to teach kids the business of music as well as, you know, performance. So through this, you know, we really just are trying to show kids who maybe haven't performed before that, you know, it's not, you know, anything hard, or, you know, you don't have to be too nervous if you ever get invited to play in a music festival, and just really trying to simulate what it would be like to have a really big, you know, important gig. And you know, even if they're early, they'll just have the experience down as soon as they're done with this. So it's really what we're excited about.
All right. And one thing we haven't mentioned yet is that this festival is free.
Absolutely.
Completely free.
Yeah, absolutely free.
Except
for the food and water.
Okay.
You can bring whatever you want. Scratch that. No alcohol or drugs. I have to say that for some people. you know, we're going to have plenty of water provided. BB's place that it's having is a fully gluten-free, sugar-free, vegan-friendly, preservative-free, you know, the list goes on and on. It's just a healthy place that serves a lot of goodies, so no shortage of food or water.
Okay, so the festival starts at 12:30 and goes until 9, so you've got lots and lots of opportunities to head over there, stay for an hour, maybe the entire time.
Oh, yeah. We're still waiting to see for an accurate forecast, so we don't exactly know how the weather's going to be, but we're hoping that it's good, that people will come out and stay, you know, through thick and thin, and just enjoy some good music. So, and it's also Francophone friendly, as we mentioned earlier. So
if you want to throw out a few words of French,
absolutely. You know, we'll have all the bands announced in both French and English. I'm sure if anything comes up, that we'll be able to announce it in both French and English. So we're really just trying to accommodate everyone.
Okay, and I guess some people would wonder why you are calling it Jeunesse Fest, and why the, I guess, nod to being Francophone friendly.
Right. Well, actually, funny story. Matthew and I were talking to Nathan Raffel, who's the owner of BB's and a good friend of both of ours. And we're just sitting in a shop one day, and we just couldn't come up with a name with it. You know, we had already started working on a sound permit. We had started trying to get a stage and get sponsors together. And then he is actually a product of the French Immersion Program and just comes into the other room and says, "How about you guys say Jeunesse Fest?" And we were like, "What does that mean?" And he's like, "Well, it's really cool because it rhymes, but mm-hmm. it means, jeunesse means youth in French." So really, we're just trying to show that, you know, Louisiana is a place of French, that it's a pretty good, that we want to be able to highlight that wherever we can. So even if it's in the title of the festival, we're more than happy to.
Mm-hmm. And well, and so many of you young musicians come from Francophone backgrounds, whether it's Cajun or Creole, that it's a part of your heritage, and
right.
it certainly has influenced the way people sing and their music in this mm-hmm. area, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just another thought, you know, what wouldn't some of us have given to have been listening to the teenage bands of, say, Bobby Charles, or you know, hearing Michael Duse, Sonny Landreth, hearing them as teenagers your age playing in their young garage bands. I don't know if y'all want to use that term anymore, young garage bands, but wouldn't about that have been wonderful? And this is a great opportunity to hear some of the talent that we have now.
Right.
Who knows which one of you will be playing on the West Coast at Carnegie Hall around the world in years to come.
Hopefully all of us.
That's right. But, you know, it's something to think about, that probably back in 1968, no one was thinking, "I need to go see Sonny Landreth because someday
right.
he's going to be world, you know, known all over
yeah,
the world."
Yeah, one of the best slide
We don't know
in
that
the world,
yet. So a really good chance for us to hear the talent that's happening here in Lafayette right now.
Absolutely.
If you have just tuned in, my guest, Kirkland Middleton, he, along with Matthew Bro and Jared Biado, have organized Jeunesse Fest 2012. That will be taking place this Saturday. It is a free festival from 12:30 to 9 o'clock all day long. You can stay as long as you like, leave, come back. It's all free mm-hmm. that day on Saturday. A really good way to celebrate the end of summer and to have a big musical bash before school starts.
Absolutely.
For so many of you, again, still in high school and
right.
working on this music and making it available to all of us. Anything else we should know about the music? Or do many of you have, like, Facebook pages or someplace where people can go to find
Absolutely.
Out more about you?
If you want to go to facebook.com/ Jeunesse Fest, you'll be brought right to the page. Through there, we give you updates on, you know, whatever. Also forgot to say, we're going to be having t-shirts there if anybody would like to, you know, have something to commemorate it. By there, you'll be able to find Jeunesse Fest, the event. If you look up just the Beatniks, we have a page. Neighbor's Basement has a page. Pretty much all these bands have a page, except for Sound Thieves and Modern Naked Revival and Stereo Beat, and I think that's it. So, you know, you can really find the band's music on their pages. Go ahead and give it a heads up beforehand. We have the schedules of all the bands on our page. Basically, everything you need is going to be there. And again, that's facebook.com/ Jeunesse Fest.
All right. So like that page, and you'll get updates on this festival and hopefully the festival next year. And you'll get to learn about all of these bands. Again, a free festival. My guest, Kirkland Middleton, Matthew Bro, and Jared Biado, putting on Jeunesse Fest with the aim to create a nonprofit to help young musicians as
right.
well.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you all for putting this together and sharing your music with all of us, making it possible for us to hear it, and we'll look forward to seeing y'all on Saturday. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Series tickets are available now for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season. There are two series, the Masterworks Concerts. There are large, more classical series that will take place at the Hyman Performing Arts Center, and the Chamber Music Series that will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts throughout the year. Tickets and more information available at acadianasymphony.org. Continuing this weekend at Burke Hall Theater, Acting Unlimited and Wanderlust Theater Company present Neil Gaiman's Wolves in the Walls, adapted for stage by Cody Daigg, and Cody Daigg's play The Book of Dee, a play for young actors. That will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at Burke Theater, and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. For more information, call 484-0172 or go to their Facebook page, Wolves in the Walls. A number of exhibits continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum, including a collection of artifacts from the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey collection from the time when he was an ambassador to Egypt. Lots of interesting artifacts from that time period, again on display at the Hilliard, as well as a collection of work by Cora Kelly Ward, who spent her professional life as an artist in New York. She was from Louisiana, and they have a number of her pieces on display. The exhibit Faith and Form continues, a collection of fine art and decorative art from area cathedrals, churches, and private collections. That is all at the Hilliard University Art Museum. In Dupre Library, an exhibit in the Jefferson Caffrey Reading Room having to do with the Civil War. That will be up through the month of August. Starting tonight at Cité des Arts, Nathan Gabriel will be teaching a course on directing. Storytellers of all levels and ages are welcome. For more information, please contact Cité des Arts. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette present improv theater tomorrow evening at Theater 810. That's Tuesday, July 31st at 7:30. Theater 810 is at 810 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. Tickets will be available at the door, but there are only 50 seats in the theater, so you might want to reserve your tickets ahead of time. The theater number is 484-0172, or go to their email address, actingunlimitedinc@gmail.com. Tomorrow is the deadline for nominating women for the Women of Excellence Awards. You can contact Tiffany Stewart at 356-7827 in the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women. Again, that deadline to nominate someone is tomorrow. On Thursday, there will be a special program of an educational event for military veterans, a one-stop shop for veterans. They'll be addressing topics such as bids in government contracting, business programs and grants, small business advocacy, lending options for vet-owned small businesses, and other topics. For more information, please contact the Louisiana Small Business Development Center at UL Lafayette. And there will be a free full-body skin screening at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic this Saturday, August 4th in downtown Lafayette on Jefferson Street. This is a part of a coalition of a number of organizations, including the Region 4 Coalition of the Louisiana Cancer Control Program. You need to reserve a place. It is a free screening, but you can contact Lafayette Healthcare Community or email kbrooks@lchcc.net. And at Cité des Arts on Saturday, Los Gringos Calentanos, that's Paul Anastasio and Tina Pilion, will be playing August 4th, Saturday at 7 o'clock. We'll be speaking with them later on this week about their very unique brand of music. Quite a lot of interesting instruments that they're playing, as well as musical inspirations. The Wildcat Foundation presents Primp Your Pit. This is a part of Spay Nation, and it is particularly for pit bulls, that they can be spayed or neutered for a very nominal fee. For more information, please contact Spay Nation. Their website is spaynation.net, or you can call them at 264-1088. It gets the Wildcat Foundation presenting Pip primp your pit. Get your pit bull spayed or neutered. It includes a free nail trim. That is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping with low-cost spaying and neutering. Barely Airs will be presented by the Pandemonium Theater Group at the Grand Opera House of the South, Friday, August 10th through Sunday, August 12th. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also